Today is the 29th of January. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful day. Guys, 3 days. 3 days. 3 days till we gather for our first worship service, which also marks our anniversary. We say happy birthday to Heart of Worship. And so if you still want to be a part of this, please go to my Instagram page at JC May and go get your online streaming tickets. But with all that said, we're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. We're going to continue in the line of worship. And our verse of the day comes from Ephesians 3, 20 to 21. And it says this: "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." And so, loving Father, please help us better know and live your will. We want to be your vessel of ministry, healing, blessing, and hope to those around us at work and play. Please use us to your glory today and always. This we pray in your precious, majestic name. Amen. And so once again, if you are new to the family of Heart of Worship, welcome. Welcome to the worship family. And so for the next 15 to 14 minutes, we're just going to worship Christ with everything we've got. We're going to tell him how much we love him. We're going to tell him how much we need him, how much we adore him, and just how much he means to us. Yes, Lord. Wherever you are right now, just begin to lift up your voice and worship him. Just begin to lift up your voice and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We call you Yahweh, Prince of Peace, El Shaddai, Emmanuel. Yeah.
Wherever you are, just worship him.
Just begin to lift up your voice and tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you adore him. Tell him how much you need him. Tell him just how much he is to you. Mandara basi keterebo shakata. Ye keterebo shandara bababa. Yes, Lord. The Bible says in Psalms 95:1-3, it says, "O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." That's the God that you serve, and that is the God that we worship today. He is a great God. He is a great King above all other gods. So will you sing for joy to the Lord today?
Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. is salvation. So I will shout joyfully on to him. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yen nerebo shandara base keterebo shakata. Mi nerebo shandara baba base keterebo shakata. Yi keterebo shandara base nerebo shakata. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. On this day, I worship you with everything within me, God.
Place your hand in his hand so that he can guide you through whatever difficult path you have been going through of late. As he takes your hand, I want you to feel his love, and I want you to feel his reassurance as you have taken the time out this morning, this afternoon, this evening to worship your King. Your mind be free.
Shandarabase ke terebo.
Galatians 2 verse 7 says, let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in truth. You were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness. Let your roots grow in him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness. That's my prayer for you, that you will overflow with thankfulness because you are rooted in him. You are rooted in his word. You are rooted in worshipping him and knowing him and understanding who this God is that we serve. Let your roots grow down. Just like when you plant a seed in the ground and it begins to take root. And before you even see a sprout, it's already beginning to dig in that soil. Just so that it's perfect. It finds the perfect moisture. It finds the perfect place to root itself, so that it can grow and blossom into this beautiful flower. And just as it's nurtured with sun and with water, it's the same way we need to be nurtured in Christ, with his word and with worship and with prayer. Yes, Lord Jesus. What a privilege it is to be here in his presence. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Yeah. And so, Father, we thank you. Thank you for the many benefits we have today. Thank you for our lives and for drawing us to yourself and bringing us into your family as a child of God. Thank you for the good night's rest that we received and for the opportunity of serving you today. Thank you for the health and strength that we have. Thank you for saving us, for dying for us on the cross and rising up again. so that we may have everlasting life. As we begin a new day, we thank you for the mercies that are new and fresh every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you, Father, for loving us. May your love shine through us to others, that they too may know the wonders of your grace. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So once again, if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Why not head over to my Instagram page at JC May and just let me know that you are listening in for the first time. I would love to connect with you. But the biggest thing happening here is on the 1st of February, we gather for our first worship service. We say, God, you have called us into this and we are ready to take the mantle. We are ready to plow for this thing, to advance your kingdom. And so on Friday, 1st of February, we gather and we worship him in spirit and in truth. So if you want to be a part of that, please head over to my Instagram page and purchase your online streaming tickets. It's going to be a phenomenal night. With all that said, may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Family, keep us in your prayers. Until tomorrow, stay blessed.